Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm George Lizos, spiritual teacher, Saggy killer, and number one best-selling author. It wasn't long ago that I was stuck in a soul-draining job, held back by fears and limiting beliefs that stopped me from following my purpose and making a positive impact in the world. Fast forward past many hours of inner work and lessons learned, I now write books and teach courses to help you find and follow your purpose too. I created the Lit Up Lightworker podcast to empower you with simple, actionable, step-by-step spiritual tools and practices to overcome what holds you back and light up the world. If you're a spiritual seeker yearning for a more soulful and purposeful life, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Lightworker, welcome to another episode of the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before we get started with today's episode, I'm excited to announce that my third book, Protect Your Light, a practical guide to energy protection, cleansing, and cutting cords, is now available to order globally on Amazon. In the book, you'll learn powerful practices to cleanse, shield, and strengthen your energy. Specifically, you'll get to cut cords to toxic relationships, remove psychic daggers of attack and other negative energy attachments, and even learn how to effectively protect your energy online. When you order the book, you'll also get the Psychic Scanning Online Workshop for free, during which I'll guide you to turn on your psychic vision and scan your body for all types of energy attack so you can clear them. And you can visit protectyourlightbook.com to get all the details. Also, be sure to download one of my free guides in the description of this episode that will help guide your spiritual journey. You'll find guides on finding your purpose, developing your intuition, and protecting your energy. In today's episode, we're talking about the role of the healing journey in manifestation. You see, most books and online content on the law of attraction and manifestation will teach you that you need to only focus on the positive and ignore the negative. And although it's true that the higher your vibration, the stronger your manifestation power, what is the boundary between being positive and being in denial? What about doing the inner work? Does focusing on the negative when on the healing journey mess up our manifestation? I personally believe that manifestation and doing the inner work can coexist beautifully, and my manifestation method has included both. So in this week's episode, I interview my friend and best-selling author of Hurt, Healing, Healed, Emma Mumford. Emma is an award-winning manifestation coach who, like me, also believes in the power of the healing journey for manifestation. Specifically, in this episode, you'll learn why healing and manifestation can coexist, the role your negative thoughts play in manifestation, and spoiler alert, it's not what you think, a step-by-step process to release fears and limiting beliefs, and how to heal without sabotaging your manifestation. When you're done listening to the episode, make sure to come within your Spiritual Toolkit Facebook group and let us know how you enjoyed it. Enjoy this episode with Emma Mumford. Emma Mumford is the UK's leading law of attraction expert. She's an award-winning life coach and mentor, law of attraction YouTuber, 2 times best-selling author of Positively Wealthy and Spiritual Queen, speaker and podcast host of the popular podcast Spiritual Queen's Badass Podcast. Emma's work helps people turn their dream life into an abundant reality using the law of attraction and spirituality. Emma, welcome back on the Lit Up Lightworker podcast.
Thank you for having me, George. I'm so excited to be here again.
I just love reading your bio, just like lifted me up, like hearing all those positive words and number one this and number one that. I'm so excited to talk about your third book that I've read, I've reviewed, and I'm so excited to chat about it, Hurt, Healing, Healed. Now, before we get started, before we talk all about the book and the journey to healing, essentially, I want to hear a little bit about your story for writing this book. Like, what drew you to write a book about healing? Many people would say this would be a departure from your usual material, which is like law of attraction specific. So how is this different, and is it different?
Yeah, good question. And I think it's been a really interesting journey over the last, gosh, like I would say like 6 years since I spiritually awakened, but specifically the last 3 years, I would say, have really influenced this book. So it's strange because I knew the book would be on love, and it was the book that I wanted to write first, but Spiritual Queen and Positively Wealthy had to come through first. And it is still a book on love, but the themes really changed and evolved as the book came through, which was really great to see. So it is still massively law of attraction and manifestation based, because it's me. Why? Like, I'm never leaving that. I'm never going away from that. But what I found is when I went through my Positively Wealthy journey back in like 2018, 2019, and then the book came out in 2020, I really found that all these limiting beliefs and fears and this trauma came up from, especially when lockdown hit. So March 2020, as soon as April came along, bam, inner child work came up, bam, trauma work came up, limiting beliefs. It was like inner work central. And I just really didn't have the toolkit at that time to really tackle this or think, you know, I was manifesting all these incredible things. And I thought, how on earth do I have all this work underneath, all this trauma? Like, where on earth has this come from? Like, obviously I'm 28 and I'd never known throughout my life that any of this was even there. Like, I kind of did, obviously looking back, but consciously at the time I was like, what? Like, how? Like, I'm doing all this positive work, I'm doing the law of attraction, like, why are these things coming up? I thought I'd work through this. So lockdown was a big I guess catalyst for this, and I started writing the book in May of 2020, and that 2 year period that it took me to write the book was the biggest, I would say, 2 year period of my life. Like, George, you were with me on that journey. I remember voice noting you and talking to you about this book when I was literally right at those beginning stages. And most of you won't know, George actually channeled with the name of the book, and I was like, oh my god, yes, that's it. So always eternally grateful for that, for you on this journey as well. But for me, it was really a case of uncovering the layers that were stopping me from truly living the life that I wanted to. And I feel like with Positively Wealthy and with all my work, I was hitting all these massive milestones and successes, but I still wasn't quite getting really my true version of wealth. So after my last relationship breakdown in 2020, it was really that case where I was like, I can't ignore this anymore. Like, it's brought up all this inner work and I need to deal with it. So I went on a journey of literally trying so many different modalities, field testing, going out and learning what it meant to be hurt, healing and healed, and learning what it took to release limiting beliefs and fears and blocks to supercharge my manifestations and come into true alignment with myself. So it's definitely a work, a shadow work book. It's definitely an inner work book. It's definitely, I think, something that everybody needs with the law of attraction, because every single human being has fears, has limiting beliefs, maybe even trauma. We all have it. And all of these things are impacting our manifestation results and what we're attracting into our life. And I just felt like even when I was going through this process, I would type in on Google books on limiting beliefs and fears, nothing would come up. And I was like, what? Like, everybody talks about this. And there was nothing either. It was very psychology-based books or inner child work books, which I love reading, but it's very academic. And I wanted something really spiritual and, you know, kind of law of attraction focused. So that's when I decided that I would write that very book. So for me, it's really been a case of bringing that conversation into the law of attraction sphere, because it's not there in old school teachings. You know, the belief step is there, of, oh, just believe you're worthy, believe you're deserving. But how do we actually embody that? If we have very human, very normal beliefs there, which stop us from feeling worthy or stop us from receiving that desire, etc., how do we work through that? So that's really what the book does. It gives you that practical guide to literally, how do I uncover these? How do I release these? And how do I move forward to actually getting my big results and the desires you want?
I love that you're talking about limiting beliefs and the law of attraction, because I feel that the reason I'm not a lot into the law of attraction anymore as I was in the past, I'm into manifestation, but not specifically around the law of attraction, is because sometimes I felt in the law of attraction community in general, people were like, ignore your limiting beliefs, ignore your fears, just like spiritually bypass everything and just think about what you want. And as we both know, it doesn't work this way. You have to be willing to delve into the darkness to eventually find the light and manifest something. So let's talk a little bit more about the importance of doing the inner work when manifesting. And the fear most people have in that school of thought is, ooh, what if by doing the inner work, I lower my vibration and then I start manifesting bad things in my life? So how are you addressing this in the book?
And it's such a great conversation, because you're right, it's really not addressed. And I definitely felt so much, I guess, sadness is the word, when I was going through my manifestation journey, because I guess like I was constantly told, like, don't think about that thought, just, you know, push it down, cancel it out, don't think bad thoughts, and because bad things will happen. And it's very much that school of thought, like you say, of if you think bad things are going to happen. But that, if we lived in that world, the world would be very chaotic, right? Like, we have between, I think it's like 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day. If every single one of them manifested, then wow, like, I'm pretty sure the world wouldn't exist. We'd all be like killed off. So it just doesn't work like that. It's all about energy. And I really feel like my work's really evolved into the energetics of alignment. And also, it's your consistent energy and vibration that manifests your reality. So yes, if you have a deep-rooted trauma that you haven't dealt with from your childhood, yeah, of course, that's going to be impacting your results here as an adult, because we need to uncover that, you need to release that. But say, for instance, you're having a crappy day and something's really annoyed you and peed you off, voicing that or even just honoring that is not a negative thing at all. We have to feel to heal. Feeling is healing, right? So when we allow ourselves to feel and we honor where we're at, we're able to move up that emotional scale, as Esther and Jerry Hicks call it, so much quicker and more stably, rather than this up and down, oh, I'm high, I'm low, I'm high, I'm low. It's, you know, chaotic energy. So really, I always describe it like a radio frequency of you're on one station and your desire's on the other station. And it's just simply aligning that, simply tweaking it, so you're on the same wavelength. So with the inner work, it definitely requires that feminine energy. You know, we have our divine masculine and divine feminine energy. It obviously requires us to go within and slow down and obviously do that work. But I found from obviously 6 years of my own data and obviously working with clients, the deeper I've gone with the work, the bigger the results in my own life and my clients too. I see it all the time, but I, you know, obviously have firsthand experience of my own life. And for me, I found that, yes, okay, sometimes it's maybe taking me a bit more energy to sit with something, or maybe it has felt a little bit upsetting, but it soon passes when I show up and I use the tools and I use the modalities and I process it in the right way. A week down the line, I'm like, actually, wow, I feel really clear now. I feel so much lighter. So depending on what it is, obviously that's quite an extreme example, but when we honor our emotions and we honor where we're at, that's good law of attraction. Because if we're suppressing and storing all these things, you can just imagine it like a jar of like festering energy. Like that is literally vibrating out of your auric field and your energy. So you are attracting that. Whereas when you take that lid off and you let it out and process it, you will authentically move up in vibration. You will have an authentic vibration because you're allowing yourself to naturally release and naturally come back at your own rate. So definitely it falls into that toxic positivity conversation. I don't personally believe toxic positivity exists. There's either positivity or there's not, but it's a great way to actually define it. And it's a great way to explain it, where there is this kind of notion, especially with law of attraction. And it's the number one question I get asked of, you know, what happens if I think about this thought, or Emma, I'm scared to go and, you know, process that or face it head on, because what happens if it manifests? This is just our fear. And we have to remember that the universe has our back. And not everything we fear. I mean, think, it's a great explanation. Think back to every single thought you've had in your life. You know, that worry of you're not going to pass your test, or that worry of something bad's going to happen, or you're worried that someone's going to have that awkward conversation with you. 9 times out of 10 doesn't happen, does it? So it's only, you know, we psych ourselves up with it. We are the ones who torment ourselves with that fear. And yes, there could be some real based evidence in your past of something happening, and that's where the fear is coming from. Definitely, of course. But it's about realizing that the universe has your back and that you are the creator of your life as well. So by processing and honoring, you're releasing. It's creating that clear energy to magnetize you to your desires. Because when we have those fears, those blocks, that trauma, whatever it is, it's almost like going through a forest and you're trying to see through the hedges, see, you can't quite get there. There's kind of blocks on the path. Whereas when you do the inner work, which is in step two, believe, you're really clearing that path. So you have a clear path forward. And I always find that when you do the inner work, it's so much quicker to that end goal. You just feel so in alignment because you're aligning with the version of yourself who has your desire.
Yes, because the traumas, the fears, the limiting beliefs, if we don't really see them and work through them and resolve them, they're still part of our energy. So suppressing them only makes them stronger and lets them keep on affecting our vibrational attraction. And I love what you talked about when you mentioned consistency. It is our consistent vibrational frequency that attracts something into our life, rather than the period of time we're gonna use to do the inner work. And that releasing and that shift of the vibration just completely shifts everything about our manifestation game. And what I loved while I was reading Hurt, Healing, Healed is that it's not a heavy book. You keep it light, but at the same time, real and deep at the same time. So I feel it's an easy read for people who are scared about doing the inner work, but are willing to like do it. And it's like you're holding them by the hand and taking them step by step. You have this beautiful structure of Hurt, Healing, Healed. So let's talk about this journey and how can people trust you on the journey to working through their limiting beliefs and therefore manifesting their best life. So part one, which is all about hurt. How do we take care of ourselves while hurting and while going through this journey of everything is coming up and I don't know how to handle it and I'm feeling triggered? How do I take care of myself so that I don't get scared and run away from it?
And it's so common to do. Like even me in the beginning, like I definitely would have been like that as well, 100%. And I always think the inner work should be fun as well. It doesn't have to be all like doom and gloom and all inner work. Like there's such a great practice of having fun with the inner work as well. Of course, not everything is going to be fun and enjoyable. Like, that's just polarity, that's life. But in the first section of her, obviously, I walk you through the exact steps of how we identify that, how you support yourself, and how we move to that place of healing once you've identified what needs healing. So really, the best thing you can do in that stage, if you're even before you've picked up the book, if you're identifying that maybe you feel a bit rageful or angry, or maybe you're quite hot-headed, or maybe that you feel sadness or any type of negative emotion, then identify this and sit with, okay, when does this normally come up? What triggers this off? When do I start to feel that emotion? And then what you can do is obviously use the practices in the book to work with that, to really identify where it's come from, when it started, and what the core belief actually is. But the best way to support yourself is absolutely with a daily practice, absolutely with self-care and self-love, because it's a necessity. Whenever a client comes to me and we're working with the inner work or the beliefs, 100% of the time, I always look at the daily practice first. How are they supporting themselves? What are they doing day to day? So having a good, solid daily practice is great, because it really helps to lift you, as we know, by having one, doing a gratitude practice or whatever you choose to do, can really help just make you feel great in the morning. So by having that consistently, you're keeping yourself at that steady emotional rate on the scale. You're not sort of like feeling those lows and going deeper into it. You know, you're bringing yourself back up. So I really feel, and like even on my own journey, having a solid daily practice, gratitude routine, and making sure I'm nurturing myself each week is just absolutely key, and lots of fun too, because you get to have lots of fun. And I just think as well, if you are feeling that heaviness from it, take a break. You know, you can always come back to it again, maybe watch a funny movie, go and ground in nature. Like, I think me and George have definitely had this conversation before about being a bit addicted to the inner work sometimes, and being like, right, I must work through this now, something's come up. And if you genuinely feel called to do that, great, obviously the book will guide you through that, but take it at your own pace. You know, everything in the book is extremely manageable and extremely like light, like George said, but deep. And from the test readers who have read the book now, because I really wanted to test it and say, right, this is the process that works for me, this is what feels good to me, but how does it actually translate in the world with like a whole different array of people? The same thing kept coming through of like, they got these huge results, these huge transformations, but they actually had lots of fun doing it as well. So that I feel is so important, of like, keep the fun there, look after yourself, nurture yourself, and you know, you will feel naturally supported and lifted.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, because the fun and the spiritual practice, as you said, they maintain a certain level of vibrational frequency so that we can go down into the deep, dark corners of our psyche and deal with a trauma or a conditioning that comes up. But at the same time, because we've had our spiritual practice in the morning, that can maintain our vibration high or can allow us to bounce right back where we are. Such an important practice. And then after we go through the mucky stuff of hurting and guiding ourselves through, and I love that you talked about being mindful of our triggers and being curious essentially about what's coming up so we can see them and start healing them, we go into the healing process, the healing part of the book. So what is the mindset we need to have around healing? I know you have many different practices that you share in the book, and maybe you can share one of those practices or give us like a tease, but what is the mindset we should have when we go into the healing journey?
An open mind, definitely an open mind and an open heart. And I think as well, like the healing stage is very like a, almost like a chrysalis of a butterfly, of like, you kind of go in the chrysalis, you're kind of like feeling a bit like, what's going to happen? What results am I going to get? Is this actually going to work? You know, and I think the number one thing I hear all the time is, and I literally had this from a client the other day, they've been in that place for so long with that fear, that anxiety, that trauma, or that belief, that they almost, and I definitely felt this when I did the inner work, of like, is it actually possible to not feel this? Is it actually possible to not feel anxiety again? And from someone who's had depression, who's had anxiety, like absolutely it is possible. So when you are in that chrysalis, you are kind of taking a leap of faith, and it does feel like that. And the butterfly does as well. The butterfly's like, whoa, what's happening here? It's all gone dark. I'm transforming. I'm shedding. What's happening? So you do really shed a layer. You shed your skins. You shed the layers that you know, we've been carrying for years, decades even, which we don't need to. So a practice where, well, obviously there's a whole array of different things in there, because I really want to keep it, not just on one modality, but actually cover a lot of modalities that have helped myself and that really do work. So alignment is what we create in the healing chapter, in the section. There's lots of chapters in that section. So alignment is really key with this to then move into that healed place. So really it's looking at, once we've identified it, how do we work through that? How do we release it? And there's loads of great tools, because not all modalities suit everybody. Not all modalities feel right to everybody. I know that inner child work is absolutely the most powerful one, but a lot of people are like, Emma, no, I do not want to talk to my inner child. I do not want to go there. And if it feels quite triggering to even hear me talk about that and think inner child work, hell no, it's normally the one you need to work with the most. That's what I found in life. When I'm really resistant to something, or I'm like, oh hell no, that's normally the one that's going to get me the biggest results that I need to work with. I remember having that experience with mermaids, for example, and George said to me, Emma, you need to work with them. And I was like, no, George, no. And then I did, and it was the best thing that happened. So normally we can feel a bit of resistance as well. That does come from the inner child. So inner child work is fantastic. And if you don't know what that is, we all have a little version of ourselves stored in our subconscious, in our psyche, and it stays with us throughout our lifetime. So I personally believe that the inner critic and the ego is our inner child. So that nagging little voice in your head that tells you you're not enough, that tells you you shouldn't be doing this, or imposter syndrome or anything, all comes from that little child within us. So when we start to acknowledge our inner child, when we start to work with our inner child, honestly, miracles happen. Not only do we experience more fun in our adult life and more joy in life in general, we also start to heal and do that inner work as well. So the inner child is kind of weaved and echoed throughout the book anyway, just because it's a great analogy of how we actually get limiting beliefs and fears and trauma anyway. So it kind of all weaves in nicely, but there's some great practices with your chakras. Aligning your chakras is really important as well, and clearing any blockages from them. There's obviously a whole array of different spiritual manifestation tools as well. Working with polarity energy. So actually a lot of the seven laws of the universe are incorporated into this book and into the process as well. So there's definitely something for everybody in there. Lots of fun journaling exercises, meditations, and energy clearing exercises. So it's definitely in that stage, a case of like, see what fits, try these out, see what feels good, and see what results you get from them.
I love that. And I love the analogy of the chrysalis, because that's exactly how it feels. Everything is breaking down. The old you is breaking down, allowing and creating space for the new butterfly that will be you to emerge. And I think when we acknowledge that, it's going to be messy and it's going to be unpredictable and we won't be able to control everything, and accept that, it makes the healing journey easier, because we know that we're not supposed to know everything. So it allows us and gives us the opportunity to learn and to grow and to change and transform. And then after we heal, then the third part is healed. And I have a two-sided question here. Firstly, are we ever fully healed? And secondly, when we have healed enough, how can we take our healed self and evolve it?
Great questions. So are we ever truly healed? I wish I knew the answer to that, George. I don't think any person on this earth ever knows that. No is my answer, because we can obviously work through childhood blocks, childhood beliefs, childhood fears, definitely. But then as we do that, as I'm finding out now, as I'm going in 29 and nearly into my 30s, is like there will be things along the way that comes up. And if we had, you know, obviously everybody can have this awareness and consciousness at different ages. Some people might awaken really early. Some people might awaken in their 50s or 60s. Some maybe not even at all in this lifetime. So I think it really depends upon your karmic contract, your soul contracts, what you, I guess you're destined here to come and learn. So, you know, like for me, if I'd learned all my life lessons and healed everything by the age of 28, well, you know, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? Obviously great things and positive things, but you know, we are here in the school of life. So we're here to learn until our very last breath here on this planet. So, you know, naturally we would have things come up. Naturally we would experience things maybe later in life as we go into different phases. I'm sure as I go into the next phase of my life and maybe become a mother eventually, there'll be new lessons and new things there to work with. So I think it's always a case of it's always unraveling, but you will reach a place where maybe you have 6 months, a year where you're feeling great and you're moving back into that masculine energy. You're seeing those manifestations come in and you're feeling great. Life's great. And you've like reached this new level as such because you have worked through that. And then maybe a year down the line, couple years down the line, whatever, something else might come up. And then it's time to pick up that book and work through it again. So it's never a case of like, it's going to be constant or you're constantly going to be in this phase, because, you know, that also wouldn't be too fun. But it's a case of just witnessing when you're in that summer season of celebrating and enjoying and manifesting and doing, and when maybe you need to come back into that little feminine space and, you know, take a step back, rest, recoup, recharge. Some things maybe feel really potent. Some things could be, you know, minuscule things to work on. And just your favorite practice could really help you with that. So really the book is giving you those tools. It adds those tools and modalities to your spiritual toolkit so that when those things do come up, no matter when in your life, you are equipped and you know how to work with things and you're able to have the awareness and knowledge of, okay, this is what's coming up, right? So healing is like an onion. You peel away the layers. So you could work on a limiting belief and have fantastic results with it. And then 6 months time, it comes up again. You think, what? It hasn't healed. Like I did all that work. I did all this stuff. Like ever, it hasn't worked. When it has worked, it's just the layers that are unraveling and unpeeling. So each time that it may come up, and there's no set rule or time with that, everybody's different, it may feel less intense. So I always say, don't judge the thoughts, judge the comeback rate, because the thoughts can and probably still will be there, but it's actually how you respond to them. It's your comeback rate and how you then associate to them afterwards. So if you can think about that really triggering memory from school 6 months later and you're like, actually, I feel peace with that. Like, you know, I wish them well, I feel peace. You've done the work. So it's really about how you then feel about the memory or feel about the situation or feel about the belief or yourself, for example, and then your comeback rate from that. So yes, life happens, things will come up, of course, but it's knowing how to deal with them and also using these tools to help supercharge your manifestation. Because again, it can feel like, okay, how does this really like tie into manifestation? But it all does, because it's our energy and it's our vibration. So having this awareness, having these tools really helps you to then say, right, if I'm not getting the result I want, if I'm not there yet, I'm not living my best life, I'm not quite in that frequency yet, what is blocking me? Right, let's go in and let's find it. So it's almost like biohacking. It's almost like a little cheat sheet that you can have as such to say, right, okay, if that's not appearing in my reality, what is going on in the subconscious? What is going on in the inner world? And I really found that when the inner world reflected what I wanted to experience, it was like a magnet. The desires I'd wanted for years suddenly just all came in at once because I'd hit that place of alignment. I'd work through that block. So you can see shifts and manifestations really, really quickly. It doesn't take long at all, because as soon as you align to it, that's it. You're an energetic match. So yes, there could be some divine timing there, of course, but I have found from my own experience that as soon as I'm in that mindset, as soon as I'm in that frequency, it's really, really quick. And you can often like shock yourself and be like, wow, I literally worked through that thing. And wow, like that's appeared straight away. And I've waited years for that. So like I said before, the deeper I've gone with the work, the bigger the results. So there's only positive stuff that can come from this. And I've totally forgotten your second question, George.
Yes, don't worry. I'm getting back to it. I'm just so like entranced. I loved the idea of a comeback rate. Essentially, it's like noticing, okay, I used to be like tortured by this thought every single day, and now I'm just thinking about it like once in a while, and I have a completely different emotional response to it. That means, boom, I've healed to a great degree, and maybe, yes, something deeper may be triggered around that same limiting belief. But as you said, there are different layers to it, and there are different dimensionalities to it that we need to address and keep on healing. And I love that you've created this manual that people can use and keep going back to essentially troubleshoot what they're going through and keep on manifesting more and more and more. So the second question had to do with, let's say we've healed a lot. How do we take our amplified, aligned vibrational frequency and elevate it? What do we do with it? What do we do with our vibration after it healed?
Yeah, so this is when we move into the healed stage, essentially. So really, it's about understanding then, as we've returned back to that unconditional love within ourselves, and we've done that work, then how do we take it then into the world? How do we then represent that or reflect that onto our manifestations? So there is a chapter in the book called Aligned Manifesting, where you then come from that space of, okay, now here, who are you? Let's meet the new you. Because if you don't know who you are, then how can you expect to become that version of yourself who has your desires? So this is the alignment stage. We've worked to that alignment, and then it's knowing who the true authentic version of yourself is outside of trauma or fears or beliefs, because that is a process. I've had it myself where I had trauma from my childhood, and then I had to meet myself all over again, because for literally like 80% of my life, I've operated from that space. So I've only ever known this version of myself. So it's a really fun process, meeting the new version of yourself without that fear, without that block, without that trauma, because then you get to meet the real you, and you get to meet that up-leveled version of yourself, this kind of like 2.0 version of yourself. So once you've met yourself and you are expressing that true authentic self, then you look at, okay, what feels in alignment to me here and now? Because I guarantee what felt in alignment in that healing stage or hurt stage may not always feel in alignment in the healed stage. So then you can start manifesting with the tools I've put in the book from this supercharged place of this aligned energy and frequency, rather than this sort of like lower frequency that's kind of like, I want this, but is this actually what I want? So I found that over the time, you know, my desires and wants had changed, absolutely. And I thought, oh, crap, well, I've asked for this, so what's going to happen now? But, you know, the universe always knew that that up-leveled version of myself would want that new thing. So obviously you can re-manifest, you can set new intentions, like there's no rules against that, definitely. But I found from coming from that aligned space and setting those intentions, they happen so much easier, so much quicker, and feel so much more powerful, because you feel in that flow. And when you're in that flow state, like, you just honestly, you feel freaking amazing. So again, that's not to say you won't have bad days. That's not to say you won't feel, you know, the human experience moving forwards, but it allows you to have that comeback rate, as we've said, where you can move stably up that emotional scale and have that consistent vibration. And then maybe if you need that little bit of extra support, you've got the tools and necessary stuff to do so. So really in that healed stage, it's about moving forwards and releasing the identities that maybe you've had from those fears, those beliefs, stepping into your new authentic true self, and then aligning, well, you will have aligned with your desires, but then really owning that and saying, this is who I am now. And you'll be shocked how quick things happen.
Yes, it's so amazing when our desires are aligning with our soul's desires for us, because sometimes they're different. Sometimes when we are functioning out of our ego's desires or out of our conditioning and our trauma, our desires are not really coming from that deep state of connectedness. So when we do the inner work and we heal and we strip away those layers, then we start manifesting from our soul's perspective. And it's just so much easier, as you said, and so much more powerful and enjoyable. So finally, Emma, I would like to hear your hope for people picking up this book. So I'm someone who wants to do the inner work. I pick up this book. What is your hope for me?
Lovely question. I would love everybody to manifest their dreams from this book, because this is the book that I really, really needed 3 years ago, and it didn't exist. And if I'd had this book, then I would have like literally like gone through that process so much quicker. But everybody's journey unfolds as it's meant to, and obviously I was meant to go on this journey to be able to write this book. So my wish for people is that they receive the healing that they've always wanted, or maybe they don't even know that maybe there is something there, but they have that desire, or they have that want to do better, or to feel better, or to achieve whatever it is they want to, and they don't know how to, or they don't know what's blocking them. So obviously the book's about unconditional love with yourself and coming back to yourself, coming home to yourself, being friends with your inner child, and experiencing unconditional love again. So really the wish is for unconditional love, because when we come from that place of peace, when we come from a place of joy, when we come from a place of unconditional love, anything in this world is possible. You don't even have to think about manifesting, because your vibration, your energy, you will just magnetize all those things you want to. And I always say, if you want the biggest secret to the law of attraction, it is focus on the inner world, come from a place of peace, joy, and unconditional love, and anything in this world will be yours. You don't have to worry about anything. So my biggest wish is for people to come back home to themselves, experience unconditional love, and manifest their dreams.
How beautiful. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for coming onto the podcast and sharing your wisdom and the magic of Hurt, Healing, Healed. And I'm so excited for everyone to read the book. Can you please let everyone know where they can get the book from and where they can get in touch with you?
Of course. And thank you so much, George, for having me on again. It's always a joy to be here with you. So yes, you can find me at I Am Emma Mumford over on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all the social media channels. My website is emmamumford.co.uk. The book Hurt, Healing, Healed is out on the 11th of October, 2022. So pre-order is up now, and you can get audiobook, ebook, paperback, whatever you would prefer to read or listen to. And you can get it from anywhere worldwide that sells books. So Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, Waterstones, all your regular book places.
And all the links are in the show notes below. Emma, thank you so much for coming onto the podcast.
Thank you, George.
Thank you for listening to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before you go, make sure to grab your free workbook to find your life purpose at georgelizos.com/lifepurpose.